Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you this morning. We bless you, we magnify your holy name. We declare your lordship, we declare your kingship in every area of our lives. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Father, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you, Lord, for the life-transforming word that you have given us. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all the vessels that you have been using. Father, Lord, we say glory be unto you. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that indeed it will bring forth salvation of souls, it will bring forth healing, deliverance, it will draw us closer to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the Living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that as you listen to the word today, the Almighty God, who is a God of wonders, is going to perform His wonders in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every obstacle standing your way, the Lord will remove them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm sharing with you what I titled the God of Wonders. The God of Wonders. And that's the God I serve. And if you are not serving that God, I'm asking you this day that indeed you will accept that God and serve Him. Because He's ready to perform His wonders, His miracles. In all areas of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. He's a God without limitation. No one can limit Him. No one can stop Him. What He has ordained to be done, the Lord will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take two texts. The first text is the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. It says, "Who is like you, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders." And then I'm also going to take another text from the book of Daniel 6 from verse 25. Daniel 6, 25. Say, "Then King Darius wrote to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before God of Daniel, for He is a living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and His dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lion." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. That's the God of wonders, the God of wonders that performed wonders on behalf of Daniel, the God that delivered Daniel from the lion. He was thrown into the lion's den, but that God delivered him. That God rescued him. And as a result of that, the king that does not even know the God of Daniel, he was even the one that was making proclamation on behalf of the God of Daniel, because he was able to see the wonders of this God we are talking about. And I pray that the Lord will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a wonder-working God. And that's the God I'm talking about today. He's the God that can heal the blind. He speaks and the blind sees. In the book of Mark chapter 10, if you read from verse 46 to 52, blind Bartimaeus called upon the Lord And the Lord answered him. Because of time, I just take verse 51. He said, and Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Is there somebody listening to me right now that you are blind, either physically or spiritually? I speak to you right now and say, receive the word of the Lord. The Lord will open your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. You will begin to see that which you cannot see before in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to accept him. Jesus said, according to your faith, may you have that faith for you to receive that miracle today. In the name of Jesus, the God of wonders will visit you. Wherever you are right now, the Lord of wonders will visit you. He will turn around your situation for the better in the mighty name of Jesus. He is the one that sets us free. He heals us. In the book of Psalm 107 verse 20, it says, he set out his word and healed them. He does not only heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Every destruction that has been programmed against you, the Lord will deliver you. He will set you free from every manner of captivity, every chain of captivity that has been holding you bound. Today they are broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every obstacle that has not allowed you to move forward, the Almighty God will remove them, the God of wonders. He will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the God I'm talking about. He heals the sick. He sets free the captives. With him, nothing is impossible. And indeed, nothing shall be impossible for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that can raise up the dead. In the book of John chapter 11, reading from verse 39, he rose up Lazarus from the dead. In John chapter 11, in verse 39, and Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be odor, for he has been dead 4 days. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long that situation has been. When he speaks, he brings it to action. He is the Almighty God. His word is living. His word is capable of bringing back that which is dead. Is your marriage dead? I speak to it right now. I say, let that marriage receive the word of God. Let that marriage receive the breath of God in the name of Jesus. Are any of your organs in your body, are they dead? I speak to them right now. I say, let them receive the word of God. Let them come back to life in the mighty name of Jesus. That business that appeared to be dead, let them come back to life in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, take away the stone. Take away that stone. That stone that is standing in your way. That stone is hereby removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And in verse 40, Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Is there somebody listening to me today that want to believe the word of God? Believe that word. And I say, you will receive the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. The Almighty God will be glorified. He will be magnified in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus spoke and they followed his instructions. In verse 41, it says, so they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Oh, he spoke and they obeyed his commandment. When he speaks, the whole world trembles. He is the Almighty God. There is nothing that he cannot speak to. Anything he can speak to them, and he can bring about a total change. And that God will bring about a total change in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 43, you see, and when he said this thing, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out. Oh, praise the Lord. And his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Well, devil that have held you captive, I speak to them right now using the power in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, let you be unbinded right now in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be limited. You will move forward in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. God we serve, He can bring about creative miracles, all manners of creative miracles. The Almighty God can do in your life. There is nothing that can hinder Him. So brothers and sisters, as you are listening to me this day, I just want you to know that this God is ready to do it for you. And He will do it for you as much as you believe Him. He can do it. He has done it in the past and He will do it for you. It's a wonder-working miracle that I'm talking about. And for Him to do that, you need to allow the Holy Spirit of God to begin to work in your life. You need to yield to the Spirit of the living God. In the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And He went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. Jesus Christ Himself, when He was around, the Holy Spirit was upon Him and He was able to do exploit. Brothers and sisters, you too can do exploit once you cooperate with the Spirit of the living God. You cooperate with God the Father, you cooperate with God the Son, you cooperate with God the Holy Spirit, and then He can be able to move on your behalf, begin to perform miracles. You will not just be a recipient of miracle, but indeed God will be able to use you to perform wonders because you are serving a wonder-working God, and He will perform those things through you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Judges chapter 14, reading from verse 5 to 6, it says, then Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah, and they came to the vineyard of Timnah. And behold, a young lion came towards him roaring. Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tear a young goat. But did not tell his father or his mother what he has done. The Spirit of God was upon Samson, and as a result of that, he was able to tear the lion into pieces. That lion that wants to attack you, today they are torn into pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that reason, every plans, every arrows of the enemy that is fired against you, I decree and declare, I say they will not prosper in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are His, because you serve a wonder-working God, because you serve a God that with whom nothing is impossible, you serve a God that can never lose a battle. The Almighty God is with you. Whenever He's with you, you know that you are in the majority. And if you are listening to me today, you are not even sure whether you know this God. You are not sure whether you have a relationship with Him. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow may be too late. In fact, today's afternoon may be too late. Tonight may be too late. This very, very moment, you have to accept Him because you don't know what is going to happen in the next moment. And I don't want you to miss heaven. I don't want you to miss the goodness of God. I don't want you to miss that which God has ordained for you. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you for this once, Lord, that you have given the gift of salvation. Father, I want to thank you for everyone that have listened to this broadcast. I decree and declare that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The God of wonders will show Himself strong on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you cry unto Him, He will answer you. Every impossibility in your life, The Lord will turn them to possibilities in the name of Jesus. The power of the Most High will be made available unto you in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.